This is Thomas B. Warren with a presentation of 5 Gospel Minutes on the International Gospel Hour. Friends, today we continue with our study of making life as sure as you can. By that I mean that we should recognize, as did Pilate the Roman governor, that the wise thing to do in life is to make it as sure as you can. This is what Pilate said, as recorded in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 65, when the Jews had come to say that Jesus had said that when he was killed that he would rise from the dead, and that they should try to make it as sure as possible to put a guard around the tomb so lest his disciples steal away the body and make the error even worse than it would have been otherwise. And so Pilate told them to go and make it as sure as you can that they should put a guard around it. And so taking that and recognizing the wisdom, even though it was stated by an unbeliever, recognizing the wisdom of making whatever we do as sure as we can, we began a study last time in regard to making it as sure as you can. And we're concerned, of course, about the soul. We're concerned about your salvation. And we considered last time that you should make it as sure as you can as to whether a man can be saved by sincerity alone. Now, I hear many preachers on television, on radio. I read many books that various men write, persuading their readers or their auditors to accept the idea that one can be saved simply by being religious, or simply by being sincere, or simply by acting in good conscience. But the Bible makes clear in Proverbs chapter 16 and verse 25 that there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. So you see, a man can be altogether persuaded, he can be altogether sincere, he can be extremely zealous and religious, and yet not be saved. There is a way that seemeth right. It seems right, but it isn't right. And the Bible goes on to say, but it is a way of death. And Jesus said, as recorded in Matthew chapter 7, verse 21 to 23, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father. Notice plainly that Jesus is saying, it isn't everybody who cries out, oh, Jesus, Jesus, but it is the one who does the will of God that enters the kingdom or is saved. Now, God has only one will in this matter. My friends, you and I have either obeyed the will of God or we haven't. What we have learned and decided is the will of God. Actually, either is it or it is not. Every one of us faces this problem. Have what I concluded to be the will of God, is it actually the will of God? Have what I have been convinced has saved my soul, has it really done so? There is one and only one way that any one of us can be certain about that, and that is that we have actually learned the truth as it's taught in the Bible, and that we have obeyed it. Jesus went on to make clear after he had said that not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter the kingdom, but he that doeth the will of my Father. He made clear that in that great and awful day of the judgment that some would say to him, why, Lord, didn't we prophesy in thy name? Didn't we in thy name cast out demons and do many mighty works? Haven't you heard many people crying out about how much they love the Lord, how much they know the Lord, how many great works they've done in his name? And yet they have rejected the gospel plan of salvation. They have rejected the church of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was purchased by his blood. And they have rejected the Christian life. They refuse to worship as God has told them to worship. They refuse to do the things that are taught in it. And yet they give themselves credit for being children of God and faithful children of God. Jesus said in John 8:32, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. That means that just having an idea about it, or just being sincere, is not going to get the job done of saving your soul or mine. We must learn the truth as it's revealed in the Bible. You must obey the Bible plan of salvation, and not merely some human creed or handbook of some denomination. My friends, I've been so glad that you've been in our audience today. I want to thank you for listening, to plead with you to study your own Bible, to join with us again for our next broadcast. This has been Thomas B. Warren speaking on 5 Gospel Minutes of the International Gospel Hour.